as I started to pray about what I wanted to talk about up here, God reminded me that you guys don't know any of my story. Like, I come here every Sunday, but you don't know anything about me or my life or where I've been or what I've done or what God has done for me. And I'd like to think that I've always been faithful. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you're really faithful, but then God shows you, right? So I want to tell a quick story about God being in control and it all being about God's timing. So I was working at PwC. So for those of you that don't know, I work at PwC. It's a big, huge company, lots of people. I've been there for 21 years. When I was there for about 11 years, it was time for a promotion. I had been in this role for like 6 years, and it was a manager role that opened up, and it was like for me, right? It was like the perfect role for me. It was in systems and exactly what I've been doing. It was progression, is exactly where I needed to be. My boss came to me and she said, hey, this role's open. It's your time. It's your turn. You get to go. And this is a big deal. This is a big promotion. So I go, I do the interview. I think I did 3 interviews. And I find out I didn't get the job. And I'm like, I don't understand. So my director has this long conversation with me at work, telling me all the blah, blah, blah. I don't even know if I heard her while she was talking to me because I was so devastated. Like, you told me to go for this role and now I don't even get it. Like, I want to cry just thinking about it right now of how I felt. So I got in my car and I was actually taking classes at the time. So I was driving across the Courtney Campbell Bridge and I was going to school and I was just crying, you guys. I mean, like, crying like somebody had died, like somebody was taken from me. And then God said to me, I don't know why you're crying. And that made me start thinking, like, why am I crying? And then he said, this is so strange, you guys. Go get a pregnancy test. And I said to God, what? Why would I go get a pregnancy test? And he said, just go get a pregnancy test. And I said, okay, I'm in my car by myself. So I go to class. All my husband knows at home is that I'm devastated over this role. I haven't really talked to him. I've just told him, like, I'm really upset. He doesn't know I'm going to get a pregnancy test. At this point, we have 2 boys. We have a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old, and we think we're not having any more kids. Like, we're done. So I follow God, and I say, okay, I'm going to go get a pregnancy test. So I get a pregnancy test. I still don't tell Chris. I go home, crying still. So I just go up to my room. Like, I'm not dealing with him. He knows. He's just leaving me alone. I'm upstairs. I take the pregnancy test, and you know I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with Aubrey. There she is, right? There I'm pregnant. So I come downstairs, and now I'm crying tears of joy because now I'm like, I get it. I know why I'm not getting this role. Now I see it. So of course I come downstairs, and Chris is like sitting on the couch, and I'm like, hey. And he's like, oh, okay, you seem like better. You know, you're a little better. I'm like, well, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what? Wait a minute. Like, what? Why would you get a pregnancy test? Like, I thought, what? He was so confused. And I was like, me too. I was confused too, but God told me to do it. So I did it. And now I know why I didn't get the role. Like, this is why I didn't get the role. This is exactly why. I can't be pregnant, take on this extra pressure, and do this while I'm pregnant, and then go out on maternity leave for 6 months. Like, that just doesn't make sense. So that's not even the best part, guys. The best part is, I'm pregnant for 9 months. I find out I'm having my beautiful baby girl finally. Yay, I'm so excited, my little Aubrey. And I go on my 6-month maternity leave. And when I come back from maternity leave, guess what role is open? My manager role is open. And guess who gets it? Me. And I got my role. So that was just, you know, God reminding me that he is in control. It is about his timing, and you really do need to be faithful, guys, because he is leading the way and he shuts doors for reasons. And maybe you don't see it, but, you know, eventually he'll show you the full story.